Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team, focusing on cash management strategies. Talks of raising the debt ceiling was back in the headlines again last week as the Senate continues to work on getting the One Big Beautiful Bill passed through reconciliation, which allows them to bypass the 60-vote threshold in the Senate and cut Democrats completely out of the process. Once the Senate releases their version, it still faces an uphill battle as it goes to the Senate parliamentarian to weed out provisions that do not comport with the Senate budget provisions. If they are unable to raise the debt ceiling in time, the U.S. faces the potential for default. The CBO projected last week that the X date is somewhere between mid-August and September. Since January, the supply of Treasury bills has been shrinking when the U.S. hit its $36.1 trillion debt limit. This shortage of supply could affect money market funds as they are one of the largest purchasers of Treasury bills. To offset the dwindling Treasury bill supply, money market funds can also invest in somewhat longer duration Treasury securities, repurchase agreements, and other government-related assets. With money market funds at record highs north of $7 trillion, many are turning to the Fed's reverse repo facility as another option. Once the debt ceiling is resolved, we would expect to see bill supply resume to its normal issuance patterns. With uncertainty around the exact X date, we are seeing dislocation in the bill curve for maturities in the August to September window, with some money market yields as high as 4.37%. Until the debt ceiling issue is resolved, although attractive, we will avoid purchasing Treasury bills with those maturities and continue to emphasize safety and liquidity versus a higher yield. This week, the FOMC will meet, and we are expecting rates to stay unchanged. During this meeting, the Fed will release their updated dot plot, and it is likely that the median forecast will be for one 25 basis point cut in 2025. Given the uncertain macro backdrop, we don't expect to see much clarity with respect to policy. The economy is doing fine at the moment, and it is clear that their dual mandate of employment and inflation is not being challenged. This can serve as further justification for the FOMC to take a firm stance in its wait-and-see approach. During the press conference, Chair Powell is likely to face questions as to why he is not easing policy more rapidly, among many other things. We will continue to keep a watchful eye on Fed speak in the days ahead. As always, thank you for joining us today and have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.